the afternoon cruise here on Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Steve Cole, saxophonist based in the Twin Cities, internationally recognized and signed to Mac Avenue. He dropped his latest record, Without a Doubt, at the end of 2023, and he and his super band, and I'll throw some bold on the word super in that, are doing two shows on Friday over at the Dakota. Steve, thanks for taking some time to be back with Jazz 88.
Great to see you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Now, Steve, last time we talked, it was the summertime. You're getting ready for an outdoor show, and you were getting ready for Without a Doubt to come out. It dropped in October. How did the rollout go? How has the reception been for your latest release?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. The rollout has been really, really awesome, and the reception has been great. I can't really ask for more, and you know, just really excited to be out and performing this music with a bunch of great musicians. They are truly a super band.
Yes. I mean, this is wild. So I took a look at the Dakota going, oh, I know Meckler, great trumpet player, is working with them, and I know that Brandon Commodore is playing drums. Okay, this is but a short listing of the people playing with. Lucia Sarmiento, who's incredible on saxophone. Kavyesh Kavaraj, a master on keyboards. Jeff Bailey, Minnesota's bass player. Brandon Commodore on the drum kit. I mean, what does it feel like? I mean, you call it a super band. What does it feel like when you go, why are these guys playing my songs? I'm such a bozo. Like, what's going on?
I was
going
to say, I mean, you know, what does it feel like to be the least talented one on the stage? I guess I better get used to it. But no, it's I love the fact that I'm with a band that not only are they incredible musicians, but they're the sweetest human beings I could have ever, you know, had the privilege to meet. And they all know each other. There's this very warm and welcoming vibe. It's just great. I'm very fortunate to be making music with all of them.
Are you about 12 years in the Twin Cities at this point, 12, 13 years?
Actually, I think I'm brushing up against 15.
Okay. So you've had time. You came from Chicago. You had a big name there. You came here as already like a national level artist, but you clearly have fallen in love with the players from here. And that is a beautiful thing.
So. Absolutely. That, without question, I am absolutely in love with this town, with this scene, and with the musicians that live and play here.
And you're going to hit the road with a couple of them. You're doing a little touring with some of these folks?
Yeah, we just got back from New Haven, Connecticut. We're going to be out very soon in North Carolina, and then we're going to be in Boston, and then on the West Coast, and we're playing Yoshi's in Oakland, and then we're going to be in Southern California. So yeah, we're going to be jumping around. It's going to be fun.
I'm chatting with Steve Cole. He's getting ready for two shows at the Dakota on Friday night with his super band. So I was checking out this record, Without a Doubt. And for this one, you teamed up with Adam Holly. And this is the first time where you worked with Adam as like a straight up producer. You had brushed shoulders in the world of jazz and smooth jazz. And you did something that I imagine for a person like yourself took a lot of courage, which is you had not fully formed ideas. You sent over like sketches and said, all right, let's flesh this out together. For somebody who's done a lot of production work yourself, was it hard to give over that level of control?
You know, it really wasn't. I mean, I got over myself a long time ago and realized that I'm at my best when I'm collaborating with others, especially people as talented as, you know, David Mann, who I've made so many records with over the years, who was also involved in this record, and Adam Holly, who really kind of, you know, took the leadership role in the production of this record. And he's so talented and so diligent and so accomplished. It felt really comfortable. I never felt for a second any trepidation at all.
Is there a sense for somebody doing something like playing the saxophone that it's like, actually let somebody else take care of some of the minutiae? I mean, the minutiae is disrespectful because that stuff matters. The percussion beds, the get the keyboards right. When do the wind chimes come in so that you can just cook on that instrument?
Yeah, it's really, you know, kind of, you know, in the studio making records, it's a pressure cooker on all levels. And, you know, when you think about the fact that you're putting something on record, like actually on record, you want to really focus on your craft and the thing that you do the best. And then, you know, I've been very fortunate to have people to work with where, you know, the right person for the right job. So I can focus on the best saxophone performances I can put down.
Well, the proof is in the saxophone pudding because, man, the playing on this record sounds fantastic. We're going to listen to the tune Come On Y'all, but one more question for you. As you have a lot of the best players in town who I imagine do their homework and come in ready to go, what goes into preparing for a show like the shows you're doing on Friday night at the Dakota? Like, what does this week look like for you and your band?
practice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's getting together, running the music, talking about it, you know, kind of keeping that bond together, that pocket, you know, and just having it all kind of coalesce to the point where we're just having fun and making music and, you know, trying to put on a great show.
Well, I predict you'll succeed. I hope you have a lot of fun. Two shows on Friday night over the Dakota. I've been chatting with Steve Cole. He recently released the album Without a Doubt on Mac Avenue Records. Steve, I think we covered it all. I hope you have a great set of shows on Friday, and thanks for visiting Jazz 88.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, Sean.